always greener in somebody else's leg. The Little Mermaid, with its singing sea creatures, ushered in a new era in Disney animation. It was the precursor of all those blockbuster film and stage musicals that followed, including Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, and The Lion King. The Little Mermaid stage production was not a hit with some Broadway theater critics, but audiences loved it. A six-week run in Denver sold out every night, 95,000 seats. Now, Bloomington Normal audiences will have a chance to see if the stage version contains everything they loved about the original animated film. Director Chris Turvin of Community Players says the charm of the play lies in its story of what happens when two outsiders from different worlds come together in love.
With Disney, everything seems to have a moral. And there's always a villain. So you have both of those options to play with. Ariel basically wanting to escape what she doesn't feel is right for her and finding, true love, a place where she feels she belongs, even despite the fact that she would have to leave her family to do so.
Ariel, will explain for anybody who possibly doesn't know, is the Little Mermaid who longs to be part of the larger culture.
Absolutely.
It's kind of a universal story in that you have the outsider wanting to be in, but you also have the person saying, I'm different and that's okay.
Exactly. And she feels different. I mean, she feels like a fish out of water.
I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are.
But she's in a torn situation because she doesn't want to leave her family, and she does love her father, and she just lost her mother. So those are all things that, want her to look back towards her family. But at the same time, she knows that's not where she belongs. That's what she feels in her heart, and she has to pursue that.
Why did Community Players decide to put on Little Mermaid? There's so many choices for musicals. I'm always curious as to how you choose the ones that you do.
Well, we've really been trying to do a balanced offer lately with classics like The Little Mermaid, based on Hans Christian Andersen, and newer items. We have Sister Act coming up next season. That, of course, is then balanced with Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and our other musical, which is Into the Woods by Stephen Sondheim.
Another fairy tale type musical.
Absolutely.
But a much darker treatment of fairy tales.
And a lot more fun.
One thing I wondered about were the costumes in Little Mermaid. You can understand how they could do this in an animated Disney film, make Ariel look like a mermaid, but that's different on stage. What are you doing with the costuming?
Well, our costumer, Amy Kerber, has put together a team, because it takes a village for this one, of about 12 different people that have modified, sewn from scratch, to basically make as much fantasy appear on stage as possible. I mean, we had to give the incredible Jennifer Rusk 8 arms. And
the octopus.
The mermaid's tails were hand-sewn, each one for all of the Mer sisters. Just a huge endeavor from a costuming perspective, but they have turned out just spectacular. There's so much color and light and fantasy on that stage, and just in the costumes alone.
How difficult is it to find the talent to do these roles? Because it's a rather strenuous singing role for the major players.
Absolutely. The one thing that we are blessed with in Bloomington Normal is an abundance of talent. We have both the colleges to draw from. We have amazing high school theater and opportunities for students in the area to start out at a young age and get infected with that theater bug. And that just keeps the talent coming forward.
There you see her, sitting there across the way. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. And you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna kiss the girl.
Is there any difference between the film version, the famous Disney animated film, and the musical on stage?
Oh, absolutely. The music was written by Alan Menken and Howard Ashman with additional lyrics by Glenn Slater for the Broadway production. Menken and Ashman wrote the original score for the movie, but they added several more songs for the Broadway production and actually added some new lyrics for existing songs. And I mean, some of the music is just incredible, and some of the talent we have delivering it is doing it justice all over the place.
What are some of the new songs?
I believe Positivity is one of the newer songs, sung by the Seagull Scuttle. Ursula's henchmen have a number called Sweet Child, and that's also a new one.
Chris Turvin is the producer of the ongoing production of The Little Mermaid at Community Players. You can see it this weekend. Thanks so much, Chris.
My pleasure, Judy.
I'm Judy Valente.